This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to take a look at some of the beams of light beyond the darkness. At least so argues Gerald Seib of the Wall Street Journal. We will get to his very encouraging and it seems to me very true and very accurate column. There is also a tweet of the day from a very popular entertainer to her 22 million followers on social media, which indicates a horrible impact, she believes, from COVID vaccines. She has a cousin who in Trinidad who apparently has received the vaccine and has had the kind of response that you wouldn't necessarily expect. We will get to that issue. Of course, lots more controversy about the vaccines and alternatives to the vaccines. There's an editorial in the Seattle Times that basically says disciplined doctors who prescribe quack COVID-19 cures. And it begins by saying the Washington Medical Commission is set to consider disciplinary actions today. It's this afternoon. They're having an open meeting this afternoon on disciplinary action against a handful of physicians who have recommended, as they put it, a powerful horse dewormer to fight COVID-19. And the Seattle Times comments that this is even an issue reflects the craziness of pandemic quackery and the state of the American medical profession. That's why the regulatory body should act. We will get to that story as well. Plus, there is one thing that the major American airlines are banning altogether. We will get to that and whether that is a good idea or even a workable idea at all. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. The piece by Gerald Seib is the kind of thing that every American should read because it provides context, it provides perspective. And he writes about the commemorations of the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and he says that they were especially somber, not just because memories of that day remain so strong. The past weekend, he writes, was also dark because this milestone arrived at a moment when so much seems to have just gone off the tracks. The ugly retreat from Afghanistan suggested the terrorists actually have won the long war. The coronavirus is surging again. Our politics seem hopelessly polarizing. We spend more time shouting at one another than talking to one another. So maybe it's time, he says, for a moment of national therapy. Let's spend just a minute reminding ourselves how much out there still should make us optimistic. And he says, and I agree with him, I'll start with a moving speech former President George W. Bush delivered at Shanksville, Pennsylvania, the site where a band of heroic Americans brought down an airliner on 9/11 before it could be used to kill thousands more. Mr. Bush recounted a core lesson of 9/11. Quote, "We saw that Americans were vulnerable, but not fragile, that they possess a core of strength that survives the worst that life can bring." More than that, writes Gerald Seib, it's worth remembering that America remains the one nation that people across the globe, from Afghanistan to Latin America, are literally dying to get into. For them, on the outside, The promise of America burns brighter than it seems to for many of us on the inside. Those immigrants bring energy, ideas, and promise. About half of the Fortune 500 companies were founded by immigrants or the children of immigrants. Not grandchildren, children. And he lists Google, Tesla, Yahoo. The list of iconic companies founded by immigrants is long and storied. And as Mr. Bush noted, Americans at their best, after 9/11, welcomed this new blood. Quote, at a time when nativism could have stirred hatred and violence against people perceived as outsiders, I saw, said President Bush, I saw Americans reaffirm their welcome to immigrants and refugees. That is the nation I know, said the former president. American ingenuity still carries the day in much of the world, writes Gerald Seib. The smartphone you hold in your hand, the internet that you may be using to read this, the music playing in the background, the movies that you're dying to watch via streaming video tonight. Every one of those things exists because of American creativity. When was the last time somebody rushed out to get the latest version of a Russian mobile device? maybe only the ones for spreading disinformation. Yes, China is catching up technologically. But the Chinese legal and financial system also appears fixed and opaque to many businesses and investors. America has the open liquid capital markets that lure investment, which in turn allows U.S. companies and innovators to stitch together global networks. And let's hope that the Democratic tax plans don't ruin that aspect of our country. And then he writes this. America's own internal systems certainly are under stress. Citizens have been told they can no longer trust the very heart of democracy, their elections, inviting potentially dire consequences. They also have been told that their government is both wildly incompetent, on the one hand, and yet somehow also home to a nefarious deep state secretly running affairs with ruthless efficiency. But American institutions have held. State governments and Congress did, in the end, certify the last election, and a peaceful transfer of power occurred. The courts continue to do their job, to the annoyance of both the left and the right. And those who ransacked the Capitol on January 6th are facing justice. The press is angering the Biden administration with its coverage, just as it has every other administration. And that's a good thing. Best of all, perhaps, he writes, a voting generation of Americans is proving to be smart, idealistic, and less materialistic than were their forebears, a young generation of Americans. He writes that, to be sure, Americans will be grappling for years with some of the darker legacies of 9/11, including the torture that marred the fight against extremism. Still, writes Gerald Seib in the Wall Street Journal, in a long career covering Washington, it is striking to recall how often foreign diplomats are the ones who speak up to remind the natives how alluring America remains. They see beyond the moment's choppy waters to recognize the enduring power of the American idea. Perhaps we need to give ourselves the luxury to see that as well. It is important. And coming up, we'll talk about looking at that power of the American idea, even when dealing with problems that necessitate a major ban of what on airlines all across the country, and for people trying to fly at all. And also a series of new studies that show that the Americans are using a lot more, well, of what. And it may have devastating health consequences. We'll get to that as well, coming up on the MedVet Show. Will socialism or free markets decide the future direction of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but we can't do it alone. Hear from the acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and free market champion John Mackey, who calls capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished. And join him October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency. Tickets and information at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. Introducing MedHead Plus, where you get all the benefits of regular MedHead members, plus you get access to anything in our MedVed History Store downloaded for free. Existing MedHead members can upgrade to MedHead Plus with a cost of only $79 per year. And for the next 30 days, new members can also join for $79 a year. MedHead Plus, get it all. Go to michaelmedved.com, find out about the new sale right now on MedHead Plus membership.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved show, inflation is a major factor in American life right now. And in fact, there was new data released today. Consumer prices in August, where we just got the data for last month, they rose 5.3% from a year ago and 0.3% from July, the Labor Department reported. Both totals were slightly below market expectations, which helped to make stock futures higher. But the U.S. inflation rate reached a 13-year high recently. So the airline industry has lots of problems to worry about because with inflation of everything, and of course they are very much subject to the increase in fuel costs that all Americans are paying because it takes a lot of fuel to keep one of those planes safely in the air. But not the wrong kind of fuel. There's a headline from bestlifeonline.com news. Major airlines are banning this one thing on all flights. What is it? It's booze. And it points out the COVID pandemic has brought about many changes to air travel, including everything from universal mask mandates to changing the way we board planes to allow for more social distancing. Some policies have changed over time, such as keeping middle seats empty or stopping food and beverage service. But now major airlines are banning one specific thing during flights to keep everyone safe. It's alcohol. It'll be a while longer before you can kick back with a cocktail on some major airlines. And a memo sent out just 2 days ago, Southwest Airlines said it would not be restarting the sale of alcoholic beverages on board its planes. The company says that the recent decision by officials to extend the current federal mask mandate for all passengers on airplanes and in airports influenced the decision to further delay the return of drink service. Now, part of that is because there has been an explosion of episodes where they've had to arrest people on planes. And, of course, you can't do it on the plane. You have to, if it's serious enough, you have the plane make some kind of an emergency landing. Either that, you will notify authorities so the guy gets arrested, and it's, of course, usually a guy. It's not a woman. But we're talking about over 2,000 incidents in less than a year of obstreperous behavior, and most of that, two-thirds of it, is over masks. Representatives of Southwest Airlines said it would likely keep the current freeze on alcohol sales in place for at least the rest of this year. And they announced in May the airline would resume serving in-flight beer, wine, and cocktails, but by late June, a violent attack from an unruly passenger that sent a flight attendant to the hospital. Can you imagine? I mean, a flight attendant is not supposed to be a hazardous occupation or one where you need to know martial arts. I mean, for goodness sake. It's led executives to postpone the sale of boozy beverages. Quote, given the recent uptick in industry-wide incidents of passenger disruptions in flight, we have made the decision to pause the previously announced restart of alcohol service on board. Now, they also are taking a special, the FAA has sent out information to concessionaires at airports where there are a number of airports where there would be bars that would sell you drinks to go that you could carry around with you at the airport and you could even carry them on board with you. Well, they don't want that anymore. So, again, the point is for people who will, for whom alcohol consumption is very important, which is many, 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 many Americans, you're going to have to focus on getting that taken care of somewhere other than airports or airplanes. And there's also a headline, Washington Post, about college students drinking less in the last year. It says the coronavirus pandemic that has so far killed more than 658,000 people in the United States and has infected 41 million, upended economies, and it moved classes to bedrooms, may have added another change for college students. Less booze, much less booze, and much more weed. A newly released study found that nearly half of the country's college students now say that they consumed marijuana last year, leading researchers to wonder whether the pandemic may have spurred the record in cannabis consumption. The director of federal government's National Institute on Drug and Drug Abuse, his name is Nora Volkoff, said it made life become more boring. She's talking about the pandemic, more stressful. So if drugs let you experience that completely differently with your mental state, I wonder whether that would be a factor that tends people to use them. According to the report, 44% of college students reported using marijuana in 2020, an increase from 38% in 2015. There was also an uptick in daily or near-daily marijuana usage from 5% to 8%. 8% of college students use marijuana every day. No wonder there are problems in graduating. Marijuana is not known to enhance your ability to concentrate and to get that paper done or to prepare for that calculus test or whatever you're preparing for. Binge drinking, meanwhile, went down. Among college students who dipped from 62% to 56% to people who drank on a daily or near daily basis. Wow. Binge drinking went down sharply. But all of this, you can say, okay, good news. But then there is this. It's also a breaking news, a study from CNN. Whether you smoke it, vape it, eat it, or as an edible, cannabis may be significantly increasing your risk of a heart attack. And this means for young people, too. Adults under 45 years old who consumed cannabis within the last 30 days suffered from double the number of heart attacks compared to adults who did not use the drug, according to research published Tuesday in the Canadian Medical Association Journal. Children are at an increased risk of accidental poisoning from marijuana edibles, study finds. Some people assume that consuming cannabis is safe and can't harm your body, but that is incorrect, said lead study author Dr. Karen Latta from Canada. And speaking of Canada, do they have something to teach us about election security, especially with the concerns about this California recall today? We'll talk about that with John Fund coming up on the MedVet Show.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is getting grilled by Republicans on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
We had every reason to believe and to plan for the rapid collapse of the Afghan military and the Afghan government. We had a really bad status quo.
In a Senate hearing, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio asking Secretary of State Anthony Blinken why no one saw how quickly the Taliban would take control of the country. Americans aren't taking home as much money as they were before. That's according to the U.S. Census Bureau, which says the real median income last year was just over $67,500. That's an almost 3% drop from 2000. 2019 when the average income was almost 70 grand. Meantime, those over 65 are seeing the biggest drop in their income. Their decrease came at 3.3%. USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show. I hope that everybody who is listening takes advantage of a sale that continues to become a member of Medhead Plus, which gives you free, repeat, free access to any of the titles on download in our history store of 80 different titles about very crucial events in American and in world history. You can check it out at medvedhistorystore.com and join the growing number. We've had just a terrific response of folks who become Medhead Plus members. Go to michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com. And right now, let's talk about a moment in history where we are with the California recall, Canadian elections coming up. Does Canada actually have something to teach California? John Fund says yes. No one more than John Fund is recognized as an expert on issues of election security and potential cheating. And he is the national affairs columnist for National Review, and he worked for many years for the Wall Street Journal, and he's written a couple of books on election security. So what about this proclamation by some people on the conservative side that the California recall is going to be decided through massive fraud? You don't necessarily buy that, do you?
The biggest challenge I have in promoting my book, which will come out in November, called Our Broken Elections, is dealing with people on the left who basically say voter fraud, voter irregularities, voter incompetence and sloppiness on by the part of election officials doesn't exist. And on the right, a bunch of grifters or people who are just sincerely deluded who think, you know, the computers are being hacked and everything is being stolen and no election is valid. None, even if it's a landslide. Both are wrong, but we do have to recognize the truth is voter fraud does exist, and in a close race, it can make the difference. And it has made the difference in the past, and we do have to take steps to improve our sloppy election systems.
Yeah, and you have a number of very, very good points in a piece that that you just wrote for the for SpectatorWorld.com. And we'll post it at our website at michaelmedved.com. When is your new book come out, John? Our Broken Elections
November
comes
2nd.
Out in November.
Election Day.
Appropriately enough. Well, let's hope that we can fix some of our elections and fix some of our politics before then. Before you came on, I played some audio that had been collected not by a conservative source, but by ABC TV, of voters in California who had received multiple ballots in the air and they mail. And they were honest enough to alert authorities because they didn't want to. But it, obviously it would have been easy for them to fill out those ballots and just send them in. That's the essence of the problem, isn't it? It's just too many ballots floating around?
Well, the election voter registration rolls in California are notoriously inaccurate and filled with people who shouldn't be on them, people who are dead, people who've moved from a different address but didn't change their voter registration, people who've gone out of state, people who are felons, people who are illegal aliens. There's a whole bunch of people who shouldn't be on those rolls. And, for example, Los Angeles County had to admit in court last year that for 23 years they hadn't cleaned up their voter registration rolls, even though that's a federal law that you have to do that. So the first problem is, in California, they mailed out a ballot to everyone on the voter registration rolls, which includes a lot of duplicates, which includes a lot of people who shouldn't be on there. And the second problem that I'm hearing from California is people are showing up to vote in person today, and they've been told, well, you already voted. You voted by mail. But they didn't vote by mail. So somebody must have intercepted their ballot or one of their ballots and voted in their name.
So what do you do about a situation like that? If that's you.
Well, you know, it's interesting that in Canada, they're going to have a nationwide election in a week. You know, and Michael, you know how notorious the Canadians are for being, you know, culturally imperialistic and intolerant and oppressors of human rights.
Right.
And, I mean, they really have this reputation as blue meanies. But in Canada, you have to show a government ID to vote. And if you're trying to vote by mail, you have to either send digital record of your identification or a photocopy or a fax of it.
And, again, would that be so difficult for states in the United States to set up?
Well, the left has this preposterous claim, the Brennan Center, that 25% of African Americans don't have proper ID. Now, that's just patronizing and, frankly, insulting. I mean, you can't travel anywhere with an ID. You can't enter a federal building. You can't get married. You can't apply for Medicare. You can't cash a check. You can't do almost anything in life without an ID. And if obviously the ID should be free, and it is free in all the states that require one, and it's actually, as Andy Young, the former confidant of Martin Luther King, says, an ID helps people because it helps them participate in the mainstream of American life, which you can't do if you don't have an ID. Instead, the left preposterously claims there are all these people out there without ID. There's no evidence any of them are being prevented from voting.
And again, today, because of your ability to take a picture of the ID and then just send it in through some app, I mean, it's true, not everybody has the computer, quote, sophistication to do that, but most people do. And there are other ways to handle using ID for voting for mail, aren't there, that the Canadians are employing coming up in what is supposed to be, by the way, a very close election in Canada?
Exactly. Look, even if you don't have an ID, some states allow you to put down the last four digits of your Social Security number and or your driver's license number. And with that, you can pretty much determine that the person signing the ballot is the person who they claim to be. So even if you don't have an ID, you can certainly improve the security of our vote-by-mail system. California has none of that. In fact, California, Michael, is the only state in the country where it is illegal for an election official to ask someone who comes to vote for their ID.
It's illegal to even ask. Wow.
The election official can be prosecuted if they even ask for an ID.
So do you think it is likely that this election and the recall is going to be close enough so that there will be controversy about ballots and election accuracy and election integrity?
There are a lot of grifters out there who are trying to raise money on the internet, and they do that because they know that anytime they scare people, some people will open up their wallet. But I don't think the recall is going to be close enough for that to be a valid or genuine concern. I do think we have real and genuine problems with our voting system. We need to clean up the fraud and the incompetence of our government officials. A lot of this happens, you know, through simple error, which is bad enough because an error in a vote being counted is the same as an error in a vote being stolen. They both distort the result and destroy confidence in the integrity of our elections and people's faith in the system.
Wouldn't this be an example? I mean, Joe Biden got elected claiming he wanted bipartisan initiatives. But a bipartisan initiative on this would be so fundamental, so basic. It is a terrible situation when people lose confidence in the most fundamental aspect of our democracy, which is the ability to choose your own leaders. And go ahead.
It also destroys the confidence of people when they see ballot harvesters. Ballot harvesting is illegal in most states. Ballot harvesters in California going door to door collecting people's ballots. Who knows what kind of intimidation, inducements, or pressure are being put on people. And then they gather up these ballots and they're supposed to deliver them. Well, maybe they deliver all of them. Maybe they deliver only the ones from zip codes where they like the people who are voting, and they don't deliver the zip codes from some of the people in zip codes they don't like. It's a recipe for absolute chaos and potential fraud.
Absolute chaos and potential fraud sounds very local to California. John Fund, thanks for your clarity and your balance and your integrity. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776. There is an editorial I mentioned earlier in Seattle Times, and just to give it a little bit of air here, because they're having this meeting of the Washington Medical Commission, which is open to the public. It's online. And it's coming on right after our show. But the headline in the editorial says, "Disciplined doctors who prescribe quack COVID-19 cures, the Washington Medical Commission is set to consider today disciplinary actions against physicians who prescribe a powerful horse dewormer to fight COVID-19. That this is even an issue reflects the craziness of pandemic quackery and the state of the medical profession," writes the Times. More than 88,000 ivermectin prescriptions were reported nationwide in the second week of August. In a week! That is an amount 24 times higher than the pre-pandemic figure. "No evidence has been found," reports the Times, "that the drug is effective in any way in preventing or treating COVID-19. Despite alerts and advice against ivermectin use for COVID-19 treatments from multiple health agencies, some doctors in Washington state have still prescribed the drug. That got the attention of the Washington Medical Commission, which monitors and enforces licenses of the state's 34,000 physicians and physician assistants. And they report that the possible consequences of the commission can take action, including suspensions and revocations of a medical license, if it determines a physician's actions do not meet standards of care. Today, the Washington Medical Commission will convene a special meeting to consider whether failure to meet those standards should include downplaying the importance of inoculations, vaccines, and prescribing ivermectin for COVID-related illness or prevention. Doctors have a powerful position in society, writes the Times. That was the Medical Board's Board of Directors. In July, quote, "spreading inaccurate COVID-19 vaccine information contradicts that responsibility, threatens to further erode public trust in the medical profession, and puts all patients at risk." And then they conclude by saying, "for the sake of gullible but likely unvaccinated patients, the healthcare profession and the community ready to put the disaster of human suffering and economic hardship behind us, the commission should come down hard on ivermectin. It's time for this sideshow to end. And speaking of sideshows, we have a tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, the tweet is by the hip-hop diva, Nicki Minaj. And she tweeted out the following to her more than 22 million social media followers. She said, "My cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure that you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied." By the way, there is a little bit of medical perspective on this idea of the vaccines causing swollen anything other than some swelling on your arm at the vaccine site. Dr. Sanjay Gupta on CNN actually had an answer to Nicki Minaj's now world-famous and celebrated tweet. This is clip 12.
I wish her cousin's friend, her cousin, well, but that's not related to the vaccine. It may be related to another type of infection that could have been prevented by a vaccine, but not the COVID-19 vaccine.
Okay, there have been no reports of widespread impotence, swelling, infertility, which has been one of those things that has regularly been brought up here. What is so bizarre to me is that it is almost as if people, when they're considering the vaccination, they're not so much considering, well, are the impacts going to be good or bad? The idea is that people have in mind, I don't like this thing, I don't trust it, I don't want to do it, and then trying to find any excuse, whether it is religious, despite the fact that of the great bulk of religious scholars of every denomination, I mean, and as we found out yesterday from Curtis Chang, even Christian Science are very much in favor of people saving their lives and saving their health by getting properly inoculated. I had this email just came in, and it came in from Peter in Auburn. And Peter says, "COVID vax. I won't do anything that the left and the establishment right is in lockstep agreement with ever." Not anything? Not anything to actually help save yourself from medical pain. He then goes and says, "As far as being Christian, the book of Revelation says a time is coming where if you don't have the mark of the beast, you can't buy or sell. No mask, no entry into stores. Mark, mask are one letter different. So what they really meant in the book of Revelation is not the mark of the beast, but the mask of the beast." Actually, too bad it was written in Greek. Different letters. "It's already becoming that. You can take the mark or you're damned forever. So, no, I will not take the pre-mark of the beast. But the people who are vaxxed will line up for their mark and eternal demise." Wait. Peter, do you really believe that if somebody wears a mask in public, that he means he's going to be damned, he's going to go to hell? Is that what he's saying? "Besides, when did Big Pharma become so trustworthy? They have no liability, and the people pushing this vax are exempt. I wonder why. Just could be a good little lemming and do what we say. Do you believe anyone on the left cares about you? Democrats don't want us to agree with them. They want us dead." Okay, think about that. Anybody out there know any Democrats? Have any family members, maybe even possibly friends, maybe even a spouse who's a Democrat. Do you think that Democrats really want us dead? I mean, wouldn't that be kind of if all of the Republicans or a big percentage of Republicans died, wouldn't that kind of be it's kind of tough for the economy? Democrats want us to agree with them. They don't want us to agree with them. He writes, they want us dead. Or have you been asleep for the last 4 years? I think you're part of the problem. Bury anything that goes against the left's narrative. Good job, Mike. There isn't a left narrative on COVID-19. And when you go into to see your doctor and you're having a tough time breathing and maybe you might be sick. I know a family where they're just getting COVID tests today, and I hope those COVID tests are negative, particularly for the little kids. But 658,000 people have died, and we're talking about the left's narrative. Is that the left's narrative, or is that the truth? I mean, honest to goodness, this is truly problematic. Cleveland area physicians are warning that people should talk with their doctors before taking any unapproved medications to treat COVID-19. That includes ivermectin, a medication used to treat parasitic infections in animals, which has recently gained attention because of its increased unofficial use by some as a COVID-19 treatment. Man, there is so much going on, and yet most of what is going on actually looks like Democrats have a giant problem. What is it? We'll speak about that with Doug Schoen, coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.